little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, take two. Is it working pretty good now?
Yeah.
No frozen.
The spider didn't want to let it run the first time.
Damn you! Hey, do you have a ladder in a WD-40? We give me that guy in the news a couple of weeks ago that burned out his house trying to kill a damn spider.
I'm not that dumb.
Yeah. Maybe.
I'd rather just pick him up and give him to you.
Such a tiny spider, though.
I know. Well, he's actually leaving.
Bye, spider.
Bye, spider.
Oh, he's going to go check out.
Wait, hold on. No. He's staying put, I guess. I guess he's the fourth member of our podcast here today.
And he's a camper.
He's enjoying. Yeah, he's going to enjoy the show.
He's a camper.
All right. So, welcome back to Shot Against Podcast, episode 122. Special guest appearance by Spider-Man. Well, not really.
No, he's not really.
Isn't even Peter.
Well, Spider-Man's over there.
Yeah. What name?
Well, let's call him Poncho.
Poncho?
It's Poncho Villa.
Poncho Villa.
Hey, we just killed all of our racial quotas.
No, not yet.
Daryl is hiding in the corner somewhere.
Daryl is robbing a car.
I thought that was a shadow.
That's Kobe.
Okay.
He's a ninja, remember?
That explains why the shadow has a bush.
Whoa.
Or a
foot. Oh, that was going wrong. Sorry. That's Wayne right there.
I was trying to say fro without saying fro, you know?
I'm about to talk about beating him around the bush, huh? Hey, Poncho's gone.
Oh, he left us. Right now.
Where is he?
I don't know.
There is the same okay, he's moving around. Sorry about that. Alright. So it's been
we lost him.
Another interesting week for us here, for the crew, and mostly there's like news coming down too and whatnot. Yeah. I said last week we talk about rumors about the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 3, and this week there's also rumors. Well, not really rumors, like actual news that Resident Evil remake of HD is coming out too as well. And also Revelations 2 for the coming out for the newer systems, and Supergirl TV series will be from Arrow and the Flash.
Whoa! So the team behind Arrow and Flash are right now they're in the process of trying to get Supergirl on the ground running for a TV series.
Oh hell yeah!
They're in the process of getting the name cleared from Warner Brothers. And then they're going to be shopping it to networks after that.
Might as well, because I really like Smallville. They introduced her for just several episodes too as well. I also enjoy Arrow, and I'm actually going to enjoy watching The Flash.
They have said that this is going to be a new interpretation of the character and story. So, but it also says that Geoff Johns is going to be involved. That's enough right there.
Okay, we'll save the rest of it when everything else comes, comes to surface. So, anywho, well, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. And also, I've been playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and Ultimate Street Fighter 4 for the upcoming West Coast Warzone 4 this coming Saturday and in the Orange County area. So, if you guys are going up there, hit me up. If you guys don't know about it, well, look it up. WestCoastWarzone.net or .com. I can't remember which one, but... it's their first tournament since taking a break about 3 years ago. Now they're back. And there's about at least 200 entries for each games. They had to cancel out, they canceled out Guilty Gear. They had to cancel out a few other more games too as well. So I'll give you guys some more info on that on the next podcast here. So a little more enlightening for us here. We introduce Mimi.
Alright, I actually played something this week.
What?
You actually played something?
I actually played something. I actually downloaded and played something.
Hold on. Playing with costumes is not playing games.
You know? I haven't done any costume work this week.
Sinner!
Ah! Shame. But, SNK has... What? It's free to play on Android. Rhythm of Fighters. Rhythm of Fighters. If you're familiar with Final Fantasy's Theater Rhythm, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's a rhythm game, and you have to match all the, the little arrows and whatnot.
Lame.
Whatever. It's the Asian in me calling to play rhythm games. It's like, oh hey, it's a rhythm game and a fighter. Why not? I'm absolutely terrible at it.
Yeah.
I have no rhythm or balance.
I can tell why I didn't play DDR back then.
Oh, Jesus. DDR, we won't even talk about that.
And then we guess they call the ambulance on you?
I cannot. I cannot play DDR. Kim got all of the Asian genetics for that one, so...
Yeah, good job, Kim.
Because it was with Mimi here, it was like, ooh, blue square, red scare, floor.
Red scare? Red
yeah.
What the...
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah. But, yeah, pretty much it. I got my computer back today, so I'm actually re-entering the real world a little bit.
Welcome back to the social media world.
Yay.
Other than Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah. It's scary out with there.
Yeah, so that's all I'm in for you? Just the...
Yeah.
That's it.
Just the, you know, fumbling with the screen because I have fat fingers.
You gotta have fingers.
Fun times.
Yes. All right, for a more boring part of the segment here, Wayne.
Well, since you put it that way.
Boring.
A lot more, been playing still more of the Transformers, Legends, Doctor Who. The Transformers and G.I. Joe games on the Android, too. Those have been taking up a lot of time for me here and there when I got some spare time. Other than that, of course, Marvel Alliance on Facebook off and on. But most of the time I spent time playing Mario Kart 8 this last week.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I didn't feel like turning on the TV, so I just grabbed the controller and played it right on the screen on the gamepad. It's like, yeah, I'll just play here. Use it like a... You know,
like a
portable.
Like a
portable.
Hit derp.
I don't think I played anything else this last week, so.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jeez, you're being kind of a crazy letdown here right now.
Yeah, just a bunch of Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, I know, that's true.
I had to try to unlock some of those trophies.
Trophies? Oh, cool. No achievements.
I know, no achievements, just trophies.
Alright, so anything else? Late breaking news?
Breaking news?
Late breaking news, anything like that? Nothing? No?
Us or about?
I don't know, anything.
Anything? Well, there is some stuff that's going on that we don't have on our list. Obviously, if you were a fan of hers, Joan Rivers did pass away earlier today.
Yep, rest in peace, Joan Rivers.
Yep.
In other comedian news, World of Warcraft actually officially put out some screenshots of their tribute to Robin Williams today.
Yep.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Actually, I'm pretty in-depth. Some people did some, you know, data hacking and whatnot, data mining.
Leroy Jenkins! That will never get old.
And it looks pretty sick. They actually pretty much gave him a whole island dedicated to his career.
Wow.
Dude, that is awesome.
That is nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so what we've seen so far is obviously they have their nod towards the genie. They have a nod towards Mork. The character skin or character costume.
Yeah.
Designed after Mork. And apparently there is a Mrs. Doubtfire costume.
Yeah. I should get back to playing World of Warcraft. Just become Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right. Just walk around.
X.
Wow.
Alright, since last week we talked about Marvel movie news, this week we have The Rock finally officially announced that he'll be playing Black Adam.
Black Adam. Yeah, that's the only... Yeah. From all the news coming out for, you know, the Justice League stuff, I was always bored of it. This is what I'm excited about. Black Adam, The Rock. I want to see him destroy people.
That's going to be interesting.
Very interesting. And there's also rumors, quote unquote, they're just trying to, quote unquote, trying to find a role for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, supposedly he's in talks about two supposed roles or something like that.
Yeah, and they never even figured out who it'd be. I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out for him. He has a good voice. If you guys don't know, he played the voice of Smaug for what do you call that? The Hobbit, and also one of my favorite characters he played was Khan from the remake of Star Trek. So if that does happen, any character would fit him pretty well.
Yeah, probably.
He should be Lex Luthor.
They should make him be, going back to Marvel, they should make him be the Watcher.
Ooh.
He should be Doctor Strange.
I don't know how he should be
Stephen
about
Strange.
I'm a fan about that one.
Oh,
so do you want Mr. Bane to play as Stephen Strange?
Is he really in the running for it?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Because Stephen Strange is a slim, stalky type of guy. Well, what fits that path?
Didn't they say that?
But yeah, he's out of it though, so.
Yeah, it's, what's his face? It's in the current running for it. Joaquin Phoenix?
That'll be perfect too.
Yeah, he's been.
He's got the mustache. Joaquin Phoenix. Let's see what he does. Alright, so let's go on to the news here for this week. Mimi, you want to take this one first?
Not really, but okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of Final
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, usual Final Fantasy news. Tokyo Game Show was just this past week, so I'm assuming that's where this came from. Blah blah blah. Talking about Type-Zero, which is getting a lot of hype about it, but we'll see if it's
hype. Type-Zero?
It's Type-Zero. Final Fantasy Type-Zero.
And also more news about Final Fantasy 15, which is I'm not really being a big fan of since after 10. 12 was okay. 11 sucked.
Yeah, so we'll finally get Type-Zero.
They kind of forgot about that whole, final part of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I never really understood it.
But, there are a couple of other games coming out from Final Fantasy that actually look somewhat interesting. There's that, obviously there's another Theater Rhythm coming out soonish. I forget, I think it's like in the next week or so, whatever. There's also the Monster Hunter type game coming out for the 3DS of the Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
It's Japan only right now. We'll see how that goes, because we're not allowed to have nice things.
I know. Yeah. We're never allowed to have any good things, period.
Yeah, speaking of not being able to have good things, Nintendo announced a new 3DS.
Yep, and we'll get to that in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Lame! Next! So, Super Smash Bros. Characters games, this kind of in month-long sale. So, pretty much all the DLC characters, right? You actually get...
So if it's a character on the upcoming Super Smash Bros., their games are going to be going on sale this month.
Yeah, so pretty much you have the new Super Mario Bros. U. Well, actually, no, wait, hold on. Yeah. So pretty much everything from $40 to $3.50, and everything in the middle, too, as well.
Yep.
The week one sale will include the new Super Mario Bros. U. Originally, $60 would be down to $40. Punch-Out for the 3DS.
And the Wii U.
Yeah, also on the Wii U will be under $5. Well, no, let me phrase it, under $4 now. And also you get the 3D Mario Land for the 3DS, $20, regular price $30. You also got the Super Mario Brothers
2 on 3DS and Wii U for
$3.49. Will pretty much be under $5 too as well. Actually, no, under $4 again. And also, what's the last one here?
Same thing.
Yoshi's New Island for the 3DS will be $30 compared to the $40 sale. So, and also we'll get into the big news too as well. The week 2 character sales will have for Super Smash Brothers, the new ones coming up. It will be Link, Sheik, Toon Link, Zelda, Lucina, what's that?
Marth,
Ike, Robin,
Mega Man,
Man 2. You got Pit, Captain Falcon, and Sonic.
Yeah,
this would be pretty fun. And also the third week character, so it's gonna be
all month long.
Third week, so it'll be Lucario.
Pokemon.
Yeah, the Pokemon. Of course, you got Pikachu, Charizard. Who's
Greninja.
That?
Greninja.
Greninja. Samus. Zero Suit Samus. The Wii Fit Trainer. I don't know how would that Wii Fit Trainer play.
Yeah, I don't know that either. But
and also
Mii Fighters.
Mii Fighters. Week 4 sale. The characters also includes Diddy and Donkey Kong, Kirby, King.
Diddy.
Yeah, the Pikmin and what's that?
Olimar.
Pikmin Olimar. Fox, Pac-Man, and also the Villager. So, we'll see how this one goes.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited to play this game. I'm actually looking forward to actually playing as one Fox, as always. Also, Samus, Zero Suit Samus, and a few new characters too as well. So,
yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned those two, because they just announced for Bayonetta 2. Uh-huh. Bayonetta actually has a couple of costumes, alternate costumes. One of them happens to be Fox.
Yeah. Yes. I
got Fox, yes, Samus, yes, yes, and Peach.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
This could be a pretty as Mimi said interesting stuff going on. Alright.
Then as far as the Xbox 360, the PS3, and the 3DS, they're all going to be getting a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. It is going to be a vast and interconnected world. The game is Ninja Turtles Dangers of the Ooze. It's a side-scrolling game. It's actually developed by the same team that did the DuckTales remastered. So that's going to look pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on, my bad. I got that theme stuck in my head the whole day.
Yeah, it's actually going to bridge the gap between Season 2 and 3 of the current animated show. So it's going to be based more along those character lines. It's going to be a kind of a blend of classic 2D fighting and platforming with the 3D art direction of the TV show, obviously. It heats up as Shredder, Tiger Claw, and a new army of mutants threaten the streets of New York, forcing the Turtles to take action into their own hands.
Can you get any more boring than that, Wayne?
I know, that's pretty straightforward, huh? yeah, it's going to be vast, interconnected, non-linear game world. It's going to reward players for exploration, creative thinking. Players will have powers, upgrades, and equipment at their disposal as they move through New York. So.
That's typical.
Yep.
Typical run, smash.
And you're not locked to one turtle. You can actually swap back and forth as you play. Each one has their own strengths, so that'll be kind of interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like it could be a pretty fun game, but we'll have to wait and see how that comes out.
All right, so what we got here? Buy an Xbox One next week and get a free game of your choice.
Unless you're in Japan.
Sucks to be you guys.
Well, right, at least they got it now.
So buy one, get a choose game for free, which is what? Call of Duty, Ghost, Watch Dogs, Diablo. Diablo the expansion. Of course, one of my favorite, Titanfall. You also got, what else is going on?
Garden Warfare.
What's that?
Garden Warfare.
Oh, Garden Warfare and also Madden 15.
Yeah.
So pretty much, you guys buy it, you get one free game. If you guys haven't gotten one yet, this is, my opinion, is a good time to get it. You know, a $50 game for free. $60 game for free.
They actually say it's not just a Microsoft game or is limited to in some way. It's actually Microsoft says the sky's the limit regarding your free game options.
Ah, so that's just the pitch of these.
They actually say pick up Destiny, Titanfall, Watch Dogs, Madden NFL,
whoa, and
or anything else. Deal is open for all Xbox One console bundles, meaning if you pick up the bundles, like the NFL bundle or the Forza bundle, you're getting two free games.
There you go, guys. Why not, right?
The only limitation is it's not going to be good for pre-orders. So.
Yeah. So, speaking of news, Destiny's coming out, 5 days, Wayne?
Something like that.
In about 4 or 5 days, and I mean, hey, why not?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, go pick up your game on Tuesday, and you got Titanfall.
Or Titanfall.
I mean, yeah.
You, sir, an idiot. You might as well get the Titanfall bundle and then...
Get Destiny.
Destiny.
Actually, the Titanfall bundle is not really available anymore. So you might find one if you're lucky.
If you find one, might as well pick it up, right?
Yep.
Okay, next.
Sega. Sega!
Sega!
Sega is actually going to court right now against Gearbox, alleging that Gearbox mismanaged Aliens, Colonial Marines marketing. Basically saying that,
they screwed up.
Yeah, saying that Randy Pitchford basically did whatever he wanted. It wasn't really any kind of, proper marketing done on it. Of course, the big deal about this one being the demo that looked awesome and then the game that looked horrible.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, whose fault is that?
That's the developers, right? Well, marketing. We'll see how things go on this, but effectively, right now, it's big old court battle.
Battle. Wait, you don't know. You don't speak English.
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not really worried about it. It's gonna, be crazy anyway.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna be those hardcore major news. All right, so my favorite news of the day. We have more news about the Call of Duty Titan Warfare Edition featuring Quidditch Cup. So the reason why I'm making fun of this is a new video out for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and about the new the video runs down everything on the multiplayer.
Yeah.
You get the exosuit, you guys get to jump, hop, and you know, kind of hover around. Titanfall, that's what I call it too as well.
It looks like Titanfall.
It looks like Titanfall. Sounds like Titanfall, looks like Titanfall, plays like Titanfall. It's Titanfall 0.5. Yeah. And the reason why I call it Quidditch is one of the game one of the multiplayer options on there is you get to you pick up like a small satellite ball, you run towards your opponent's goal and you throw it, and well, the way you throw it at, it's like a huge circular.
Yep.
It's a huge circle and you throw it in. It reminds me of a Quidditch cup, so that's why, that's the reason why I call it Titanfall Quidditch Cup thingamajiggy. It looks pretty good. The graphics, it was, you know, it's on the newer gen system. You know, I'm not gonna say anything bad about it. I just want to play it as when it comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna say anything bad right now because it's all videos, yada yada this, yada yada that. I want to see how this game goes. There's also exosuit power ups too as well. You can hover for a long time. You can cloak. You can also, what else, bring out a shield too as well, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
And also you could bounce back.
Boost jumps and all this stuff.
Boost jumps. You could also bounce back projectiles, as in,
yep.
Like throwing projectiles, like a grenade. Like,
yeah, the trophy system will take out two projectiles.
Yeah. Not bad. So, you know, it's, when is this coming out?
Later this year.
A typical November style. You know how it is.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So, typical November style for the...
November 4th.
Yeah, I knew it.
When is it?
November 4th.
Yep.
There's going to be so many 10-year-olds in the store that day. Pokemon comes out around then, too, so...
Ooh. There's going to be a lot of 10-year-old kids if we call you in sick.
Right?
Right. So what do we got here right now, Wayne?
We got EA hiring former...
Starbucks executive.
Carissa Bruzzo to become its chief marketing officer. The whole idea here is that Bruzzo is going to be the guy to bring out, to help the company become a player-first company, as opposed to the money-grabbing EA we've known in the past.
Money-grabbing EA we've known in the past? Well, look what happened to them now.
Yeah. So, we'll see how this plays out for them. Obviously, we hope that they do turn things around a little bit. We want games that are a little more fun and exciting and player oriented, so
let's see how this one goes for
yeah, and Chris is apparently a gamer, so
yeah, all right.
So he's been gaming since, I guess, since the 80s on his Apple 2E. So hey, all the power to him, right?
Yep.
Fidel.
All right, here we go. So Capcom partners with Street Fighter 4 co-developer Dimps for a new fighting game. So pretty much, could we get, you know, it's gonna be the next, you know, Street Fighter, quote unquote, Street Fighter 5 game that's coming out. It's only been about
maybe
4 or 5 years since Street Fighter 4 came out, and there's also, you know, different versions came out, super, you know, super ultra, you know, version, you know, 12, whatever. Let's see, Yoshihiro Ono is, you know, just tweeted out saying that we're recruiting colleagues to work together with us at Dimps Studios for a new fighting game. So, hey, you know, why not speculations, right? For the new Street Fighter, yep, quote unquote, 5, or a new version of that. Hopefully they, you know, continue what the success of Street Fighter 4 has, and pretty much going in there too as well. He also co-developed Street Fighter Cross Tekken and yep, the Dragon Ball Z Budokai series, and, you know, among the other games. What else we got here? So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, Ono also teased, you know, something about, you know, Street Fighter, a new quote-unquote Street Fighter at E3 this past year. We'll see how that one goes in, right, Wayne?
Yeah, apparently the studio is actually saying that it may not come out until 2018.
Hey, you know, just enough time to run down whatever, you know, Street Fighter 4 has left.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go, another game, one of my favorites, Persona 5 confirmed to PlayStation 4. I'm a huge fan of Persona 4. Persona 5 will be coming out soon. You know, everybody suspected, of course, it's going to come out. And it's an, what they call, sorry, a a fighting game version of the RPG series is being developed for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3. So hopefully we get to see it out for the, you know, Xbox One, Xbox 360. Hopefully soon after it comes out, because there's a huge following on that game too as well, for the anime-based fighters, for the FGC community. Persona series has become the key asset for Sony. That's pretty much true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't. What else can I say about this game? It's pretty fun. It's hard. Yeah. And, you know, hey, it's an anime version of Guilty Gear. If you guys haven't played it yet, I suggest you would pick it up, please. And also, as I talked about earlier too, Resident Evil Revelations 2 is real, launching in 2015, most likely the first quarter of 2015. If you guys haven't seen it, there's a trailer out for it too already. So just go to YouTube, type in Resident Evil Revelations 2. It looks like the opening scenes of Halo 5. Hmm. I mean, yeah. Actually, yeah, what? Halo 4?
Halo 4.
Yeah. Sorry, getting a little bit ahead of myself right here in the middle. It looks like it too. Like there's a child running across, and these people like in a ship has a brace, like bracelets on that has a green glow to it. The whole thing is in black and white except for that green glow. So once she gets towards in the center of the, or like the middle of the trailer, you can actually see the green glow turn into like a red glow, and they all start turning into zombies. So this is pretty much going to pick up after Revelations, the first one. And we'll see how this one goes. I mean, I'm excited about it. I love Revelations. And hopefully this is going to be better.
Yeah, looks like we're also being told that it will not feature Jill Valentine or Chris Redfield.
Yeah, pretty much the new characters like Resident
Evil. New characters, new setting, new place.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
Let's see how this one goes.
Hyrule Warriors.
Yep. So we've been seeing with Nintendo what they've been doing with Mario Kart 8. They've kind of proved to us that they do plan on supporting the game in the long run. It's going to be continuous DLC, and Hyrule Warriors did no difference. They do plan on continuing blah 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 support for the game.
Typical support for the game. New costumes for the playable characters. And also, what else did he announce recently? That
day one
updates
with a free DLC.
Yep, you get a new mode, a new weapon, and the option.
Select your own music while playing the game. That's pretty cool. Customizable music.
Yeah.
Who else? Ganondorf is a playable character too.
Yep.
And if you pre-order, you get the free download code for a set of alternate in-game costumes for Link and Zelda.
Sweet.
If you register the game with Club Nintendo, you also receive a free download code for a set of alternate costumes for Ganondorf. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
And they'll all eventually be available on the eShop, but at least you get them, you know, that way.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't know why Nintendo won't support this all the way, because it's a fun game. Like Wayne and I, you played at Comic Con, right? Along with myself at the Hyatt Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I mean, 10 minutes of playing the demo, it was sure worth it. Alright, so here you go, Mimi. Here's your little...
Alright, Nintendo again. So, I'd make the Yoshi noise right now, but I can't. Alright, so, like I was saying earlier, Nintendo had announced a new 3DS.
Oh my god.
I know what you're saying. The 3DS just came out, like, what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Version what? What version is this? 5? 22?
And then, you know, 22? Yeah, you're probably thinking, like, why do I need another 3DS? I have my own 3DS. I just got this 3DS. Why do I need another one?
Well, here's the reason why you guys might want this one.
So they have added a couple of things. Most noticeably, they added another button.
Yeah.
It's actually not really button. It's more like a little nub. It looks kind of like those old school laptop mouses things that they used to have, the little nubs.
In the middle of...
in the middle of the keyboard?
Or in the middle of...
Yeah, it's actually the C-stick from the old GameCube controller. That's what they describe it as.
It takes the place of the... Oh, Lordy, I forgot the name of it.
I don't know.
The add-on joystick that you can add on. You can add on analog joystick that we bought, and it's absolutely useless.
Woohoo!
Woo, useless accessories. They changed a couple of things. You know, they updated the graphics, upgraded the sound. I believe the screen on the 3DS model actually got bigger. The XL, I believe, is still the same.
Better viewing angles.
Better viewing angles, and they actually added a new technology. So if you're playing in 3D and you have a friend next to you and they're watching with you, the screen will actually adapt so both of you can see in 3D, so they're not like kind of hovering back and forth trying to get a good view, or you have to turn off your 3D.
And it'll adjust the brightness level based on the room.
Yep. So it's basically a more reactive 3DS line. So basically all the problems that you may or may not have had with the current 3DS model has been addressed. In addition to all that, in addition to that, another thing that they address is kind of the whole parental issues that a lot of people have. Me personally, when the 3DS was really starting to get big, when they started, you know, whittling down the line of what games came out for the regular DS and what was 3DS only, a lot of parents were like, oh, I don't want my 4-year-old, I don't want my 5-year-old, I don't want my blah 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 year old playing in 3D, it's bad for their eyes.
Yeah.
Or like, why do they keep making the foldable, you know, why do they keep making the clamshell? I don't like my kids, you know, playing with it, they're gonna break it. They addressed that problem originally with the 2DS. I know a lot of you know, kind of bitched and moaned about it. Like, why are they making a 2DS? Why'd they dumb it down? It wasn't for you. It was for the kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of the kids, they kind of addressed that again earlier this year with the the PicChat that they have within the 3DS. There was a couple of issues that people were sending naughty things to people that should not have been receiving naughty things. Along with the internet browser, apparently you can get like RedTube on it. You can watch Pornhub on your 3DS if you're really that desperate. You can watch Pornhub on your 3DS.
Wow, you went from a kid's handheld to a straight porn site.
But with the new 3DS for 30 cents more, you can disable the internet
controls.
Function. You can enable the parental control. You can turn off the browser. You can let them look only at Neopets or whatever it is these days. The kids looking at Club Penguin or something like that. Currently, right now, there is no North America release date.
No.
None yet. Coming out in Japan soon, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it'll automatically come with a filter enabled to prevent you from going to certain sites. But if you want to disable that, then you can
pay 30 cents extra to disable it. So if you want to look at your porn, you got to pay. So. A whole 30 cents.
A whole 30 cents to watch
30
porn.
Cents to watch porn.
What the hell?
It's not really the first time Nintendo's really done anything like this. Back in the day, they actually were charging 50 cents for people to create a Nintendo Network ID for anybody that was under the age of 13. So... I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
In addition to, you know, obviously a couple of slimline changes, nothing too crazy, they made it a hell of a lot more customizable.
Yeah.
There's actually going to be, well, currently right now, there's a couple of models that they're showing us online. Oh, also, it's Amiibo compatible.
Yeah.
So you have the near field something, I forgot what the C stands for, near field connectivity? Sounds right?
Yeah, NFC,
something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something.
This sounds like something. But it works with the Amiibo figurines. If you have a current generation 3DS, there is an attachment you can buy so you can use your Amiibo.
Yeah.
If you want to be special like that.
Are you special?
But Amiibo, they're kind of expensive. They're like, what, 15 bucks a pop? Anyway, so, you know, slight changes. The SD card is now external on the LL model. Which is, it's kind of cool if you're one of those people that likes to download, like, a crap ton of games, and then you actually find yourself filling up the SD card. There is a new linear, or is the stand-up charging dock.
I actually like the look of it.
That looks pretty cool,
the charging dock. I really hope they actually follow through with that.
Yeah.
If you remember, the first generation of 3DSs came with a charging dock, and then once the XL came out, and then once the further generations of the 3DS came out, they kind of scrapped that charging dock, which kind of sucks.
I got mine. It works great.
It's, you know, one of those things. It's hit or miss, but I like the stand-up charger. It's pretty cool.
Micro SD is a nice addition. The removable battery is really nice to have. Yeah, and that Charger was pretty sweet looking. And
that's pretty
multiple,
much it.
Multiple colors.
The thing is cool though, though. Okay, so they got a couple of colors coming out right now. They have actually, there's a Super NES, Super Famicom colorway.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of other, the GameCube colorway too. So the Buddha buttons are nice and candy colored. Yeah, you can have your Skittle buttons.
Skittle buttons. Those are the best looking controllers.
They are.
The Skittle buttons?
The Skittle buttons are awesome.
I want to eat them back then. I was like, nah.
Don't eat them. That's not the proper way to mash. In addition to that, customizability is back in.
Yep.
Because, you know, people are always looking for cases to add on and stuff like that. So now they actually have official, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're faceplates, but you can actually swap them out. It looks like the covers.
Yeah, they're cover plates.
They look like the covers, not just like a faceplate that you snap on and off or whatever, but they're going to come in a ton of different colors. Obviously, a bunch of them are going to be franchise-oriented. You're going to have your Mario, you're going to have your
Yoshi,
you're going to have your, you know, Animal Crossing. I saw there was like a crap ton of Animal Crossing ones.
Yeah.
You're also going to have all your fashion colors, so you can be fancy if you want, and your 3DS can match your shoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But eventually, we'll get this in North America.
Yeah.
Eventually. And so, also, they were saying that they plan on making games that are not going to be backwards compatible for the 3DS, which is kind of.
There will be some games that are only going to run on the new 3DS.
I find that I'm a little skeptical on that one.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I kind of don't like that either. So apparently the new Xenoblade, I think it is, game, right?
Yeah.
Is one of them?
Xenoblade's one of the ones that they announced that it's not going to be backwards compatible, but it's kind of like one of those things, well, the hardware is essentially the same. The only thing is mostly the graphics.
Is different, that's it.
Yeah.
Also another late-breaking news. If you guys haven't heard yet this past week, Resident Evil's coming out with a remake of the original of that remake from the Nintendo GameCube, which is the remix of Resident Evil 1.
Yeah, the P. Diddy version.
So this is pretty much remake version 2. So there's also a trailer out for the race. So you'll type in Resident Evil HD remake or whatever that.
Nah, like, cats.
Meow.
Kitties.
Cats.
Meow.
Oh, wait, hold on, sorry. So there's a lot.
You know, oh, yo, Fidelos is time off.
I know. I like to zone out at work. People can. Well, my coworkers can happily say that. But, of course, there's, again, going back to the remake of the remake of the remake. Actually, wait, hold on. Remake of the remake of the remake.
The cat's responding.
I am so screwed up right now. Me trying to say remake and watching the cats do everything. Get that thing off. Alright, so it's coming up for the newer system. Don't know when. Oh, they said estimation of probably mid to late first quarter of 2015. So pretty much maybe a couple of months after, maybe like a month after the Resident Evil Revelations 2 come out. So, speaking of which, this weekend I'll be going to West Coast Warzone 4. I told you about that.
Nice.
The fighting game community. There's a lot of guys from San Diego going to come up and try to blow up LA.
Yeah.
Well, not literally blowing them up, but blowing up their players.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, yeah, that's about it. And we're also going to bring you
cats.
I've been watching. What the hell? Is that a Frisky's commercial?
Is this the cat food commercial?
Apparently.
The most elaborate cat food commercial ever.
Damn it, Becky.
I know.
Really?
Right? Distractions.
Let it go. We're all mesmerized by the cats. Hey.
Okay, actually, while we're on cats in LA, supposedly there's going to be a cat cafe opening up within the next year.
Let's go.
If it does, we're screwed.
Oh, damn.
If they have Wi-Fi, all of our future podcasts will be from the cat cafe.
Cat cafe. And also,
the cats are responding on the video.
And also, Facebook finds, Mimi found a cosplay club in Corona, California.
Oh, yeah. It's in Corona, California right now. That's where their current location is, unless they can find a more convenient location that'll accept them.
Yeah. Or they should come down during Comic-Con week.
I think they did once, or there was somebody that did one.
There's always some sort of cosplay going on.
Oh yeah, that's Flux Nightclub in downtown. Yeah. I don't really used to. Is that on replay?
No.
Stop it.
It's
stop
not.
Stop! Stop!
Damn it.
It's almost over.
It's why, 2 minutes of brainless crap. Don't push play, I'm going to kick you.
Anyway, it is club cosplay. It is a nightclub for the once a month nightclub for cosplayers. Everybody is invited and more than welcome to show up in cosplay. If you're not comfortable enough being in cosplay, you're still more than welcome to show up. One of the big things that really caught my eye is they have a policy there called Nerd Safe.
Yep.
And that's a pretty big deal. You know, the whole cosplay does not equal consent thing. That is something that they enforce there.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, if it's something that, you know, if you like cosplaying and you want to get into the social circuit, that's the way to go. They actually have cosplay contests during the event, too.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
They have two cosplay contests. They have a amateur one, and then they have a pro.
A pro? Okay.
Yep. Pro
so,
is
so have that nice-looking girl with a nice body dress up as Witchblade. Done!
She can win $500. That's a pretty nice pot.
She's probably going to win more than $500 and people throwing dollars at her on the stage. You guys haven't seen how Witchblade looks like? Look. Look on our page on Facebook and find Anime Expo. No, not Anime Expo, but WonderCon. Yeah, you'll see what we mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to call it a costume exactly.
It's more cosplay.
The cosplay, but I wouldn't say it's a costume. It's more like a.
She has twigs glued on her. Okay. That's it.
It's like one step above, you know, Poison
That's
Ivy.
That's one step above, pretty much. This is... Witchblade... You know who Witchblade looks like, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she's a little more crazier than that. So...
But, you know, if you're going to be a Witchblade cosplayer, props to you, because that's a whole another level of bravery that none of us here have.
Better have at least
like, please
nice...
don't have that bravery, Wayne. Please.
Stay away from Wayne. That's all you got to say.
Oh, man. You're really funny.
Loser. All right. So, and also one of our big news next week, what we're going to do next Saturday for... A live broadcast.
We still don't really have a name for it yet. I know. So if you guys have an idea, shoot it at us right now. We got what? Just roll the dice.
Just roll the
roll
dice.
With it.
Just roll the dice.
Just roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Roll with it. I don't.
The 8-bit roll.
The 8-bit roll. I don't know. Do not pass go. Do not.
the pixelator roll.
Basically, what we're doing is we are. I guess we are friends, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's some people that we know.
Okay, we do have friends. So Mimi and I, Jesse, of course. Wayne, on the other hand, is very questionable.
Hey.
you should have, you know what?
Well, that's why he's bringing the game. He's bringing the Monopoly board.
Oh, his friends. Okay, cool.
His friends. His little figurines are his friends. You can bring Groot.
Dude, hey.
He won't come home.
Optimus Prime.
He can bring your Optimus and he can play with my Optimus. But
I don't know, somebody might get broke.
So yeah, we're dialing it down a couple of bits. We are going to be doing a board game night.
We were playing Monopoly Star Wars.
Yep.
Saga Edition. This is gonna be cool.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna see how
that
it goes.
Game's been sitting unopened in my room for what, 10 years?
What?
I don't know. Maybe somewhere around that long. I don't know. When was it made?
I don't.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
I know, right? It doesn't say on a badge. It just says when the copyright is. But anyway, yeah. We're going to be doing that.
Well, copyright 2005. Holy crap!
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it features Darth Maul, General Grievous, the Emperor Palpatine, Darth Vader, of course, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Yoda.
Yoda!
We're going to attempt to
pass go, you
capture
not.
The entire game kind of poker style.
Yeah, live recorded.
Live recording. We'll see how well that goes because none of us have any idea what we're doing right now.
Not yet. We'll figure it out as we go.
Worst comes to worst, we will steal my neighbor's cat, put it on a table, and watch it.
You gotta watch a dog bark at it. That's another bad news.
He doesn't bark.
Or kill the cat.
He won't kill the cat. He actually, he'll... He does this thing where he boops things with his nose.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when we go to the pet store, you know how they have all their little adoptable cats and stuff like that? He'll walk up to the cats, he'll put his nose in the cage and try to, you know, boop the cat. And, like, sometimes the cat will boop him back and he'll be all happy about it. But every once in a while, there'll be a cat that will hiss at him and then he'll walk away with his feelings hurt. You know, turn his tail down, like, nobody likes me. I'm like, babe, shut up.
Well, if you really want to drive the dog mad, just lock him in a room with Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. playing. That'll drive anything mad.
What?
Huh?
Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. What?
I don't know
what.
Shut up. Okay.
Hasselhoff is Fury. That'll drive anybody mad. That's what I'm saying. You can drive your dog mad.
Ha! Huh? We should put freaking Hasselhoff and William Shatner in a room together.
Oh, good God.
And give him a hamburger.
What shall we do with this here, huh? Do we have any type of condiments here? What kind of crap is that?
Quick, get to the beach.
Where is the door, huh? and then David Hasselhoff comes out with his light up blazer and starts singing the song back when he did 25 years ago.
Oh no.
Yeah. All right, anywho.
Well, we could throw in a little Eddie Murphy too. You can sing his song. I just want to party all
the time. No.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
No.
Okay.
All right. So, that's all we got for the Uzi here this week. It's stupid shit. I love it. Nothing else to do on a Thursday night but talk a lot of bullshit in front of you guys.
And watch cat videos.
Cat videos.
Fucking mad with cat videos, man. Are you guys serious? We're in the middle of this podcast. Well, towards the end of this podcast, we should just... cat licking away on a bowl.
Which is kind of funny when I'm chatting with Kim or Jesse and they're like, oh, what are you going to be up to? I'm like, oh, I'm heading out to the podcast. I don't write podcasts. I write podcat.
Oh.
So, was it a podcat? Maybe I called it this time.
Snap. Cats. Crackle and pop.
What cats? I know you guys like cats. Don't lie to me.
I do. My friend's cat, I swear to God, my friend's cat was at least maybe... a dog in his past life, because every time I go to his house, he looks at me and he goes, I'm like,
what's up?
There's food in the corner, and he goes in the corner and starts eating.
There you go.
Alright. So, we'll have some more news for you next week. We'll get back with you guys for what our name, what name we're going to call it. Again, if you guys don't know, if you guys,
name
if you guys
show.
Help try to find a name for our little fun game coming up next week, give us a shout out on our Facebook page, like us, share us, and also keep following us on our main website for new articles and also for that video we're gonna be posting up after we do the live thing going on.
Hopefully,
we do plan on making a series out of it. So if you have any games that you guys want us to play,
yeah,
might even
not Connect Four, please.
Jenga!
Oh no. Let's play Jenga. Cats.
I actually
if you pull the tail, what's going to happen to the rest of the cats? Are you going to go crazy on you? You probably will.
No!
Just start stacking cats and like...
Game over.
Pull them out.
Well, you have like six cats in your house. So that's just that right there.
Borrow a cat.
I've got two cats.
It's like six.
Actually, only one's inside. The other one's outside.
Somewhere outside.
Somewhere.
Yeah, technically.
Alright. So, other than that, any other...
Not just the usual. Like us, share us.
Like us, share us on our Facebook page. Make sure to comment. If you guys want to, let us know. We're going to cut Wayne's hair off.
Alright.
For random crap. Don't know what we might do. So, let us know. Give us a heads up on that on Facebook. We also got our Twitter page too as well, and also our Instagram with just Mimi's face in it.
I can't stand Instagram.
You just take a picture.
Neither do I.
I
tried so hard to do that at Anime California, and it's like, sorry, invalid format. I'm like, I just took the picture.
No, there's an invalid format. You point, shoot.
Yeah, and then you, I tagged it, and I tried to send it, and it's like, nope, invalid format. I'm like, I don't understand.
Your phone's retarded. All right. Anyway, that's it for us this week. We'll get back to you guys next week. This is 2shotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. All right, let's get out of here. Damn cats.
See what he did there?